Hello, boo people. We're at my house. I'm with Twee and Abby.
Hello.
Hello.
And we're going in through the gate.
Right.
And we're actually going to the garden first.
The garden.
Shut it.
So can you shut the gate behind you, please?
Shut
it. Yeah. Shut it. Shut it.
Gut the shape.
Gut the shape. Yeah. There is a step here.
Okay.
Up. And then when I've opened the door, there'll be another step up.
Right.
Oh, let me just show you, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, there's like recycling bottles over here. If you come here,
mm-hmm.
over here.
Okay.
Yeah, good point. Right.
There are buttons.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my one. I'm not saying what number it is because I'm booing.
Okay.
Let me show Twee.
That looks like a giant chocolate bar.
It does actually. It looks like one of those caramel ones.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I think it's that one for me.
So,
don't say the number.
I can't see it. Where is
the
there a number?
One.
Is there a number by it?
No.
No.
I'll tell you properly how to remember it when I'm not booing.
Yep.
Right. So, let's open the door. Oh, or maybe not. There we go.
Okay.
And we're going in the hallway.
Radio.
Yeah, there is. And I'll take you in the garden so Bliss can do what she has to do. In
Vegas,
let you
see
how to work
like I have
to.
Right?
Sounds amazing. Slightly
banana-y. So, now we're at the back. Unlock the garden door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which opens inwards, so Bliss, you need to move back. Leave the door open because that one stays open.
Right.
Now, there's how many steps down? 1, 2, 3, 4. And the fourth one's a bit littler than the others.
Right.
So on the left here, just so you know, there's a table and two chairs.
Okay.
And then... Hang on. Oh, what's that I've just stood in?
Hang on.
Ah.
Is there another gate?
Yeah, there it is. Right. Here's the gate. Just here. There's no step, but there's a slight slope down kind of thing. On the left, there are benches, but I mean, we could sit out here for a bit if you want. But we better let Bliss do what she has to do first. So if you just keep following, because we're going to go to the end of the garden,
okay.
where the dog bit is. Oh, or maybe not. Whoops.
Oh.
I've just gone the wrong side of the fence.
That's a good
shot. Whoops. This is the human part. Are we human? Or are we guide dog? I love that song. It reminds me of summer a few years ago. I know, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, how do I get into this... Ah! Splinter. How do I get into this guide dog bit? Anyway. I never have to go here.
No, sure.
Because canes don't need the toilet.
No.
Maybe it's at this end.
Yeah, maybe it's
maybe.
Up here. Let's have a look.
Careful, because it's a bit splinterish. And cobwebby as well.
Is there a gate there? No.
I don't think that's a gate. It must be at the other end, too.
Mm. Well, you carry on looking.
We'll look this way.
Carry on.
And I'll look this way. Unless we had to go the other side of that fence to the guide dog bit, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Right, yeah.
Hadn't thought of that. Yeah, right. Let's go round the other way. Whoops. You wouldn't want to sit on the fence. It would break.
Quite a nice bit of bit of lawn.
It's really nice. Yeah, it's lovely. Right, hang on. How do you... Oh, this is a bit of a weirdness. I think you have to carry on straight forward, Abby, with Bliss, and it's all waste ground, uneven shit. I mean, unevenness. I think we'll wait here, shall we, Twin?
Do you think it's just in this
bit
here?
It's in the sort of waste ground bit.
Just anywhere,
so anywhere there, I think.
Yeah, it's a bit uneven, isn't it? This?
And apparently the gardener deals with it. Yeah, not very loud though.
Come on, go busy.
And sometimes you can hear the planes, but again, they're not that loud.
Oh, there's some shittage going on here. Excuse my face.
Some what?
Some shittage.
You
lovely.
Found some.
No. What?
Oh, Bliss is doing.
She's done.
Oh, that's good.
Come on, don't do any more.
Go on, get it all out while you're here.
Get it out of your system.
Interested in the birdies next door.
Not quite sure how to get that splinter out because I don't
have
even
you got
know.
A splinter in your hand
I did get one, yeah.
Oh,
from
God.
Just now?
Just yeah.
Put it in like really hot water and just soak it for 10 minutes or something.
Well, yeah, except I can't be bothered. I'll just wait till it comes out. If it's infected by Monday, I'll just be like, yeah, I just need to register with this doctor's now. Because I haven't done that yet. Do you think she's done? You can always come back out.
Yeah. Come on, you gonna do any more or not?
She's a little monster.
She's thinking about it, but she's been thinking about it for about 10 hours. Come on.
Are we going?
Yep.
We're going back.
Come on.
Okay. So we need to go sort of a bit this way, I think. You all right, Tweed? Do you want an arm or something? Or are you okay? Oh, here we go. One gate. Oh, it's still open. Okay, so we need to close. Can whoever's last close the gate, please? Oh, is she still?
Yeah.
Oh, no, in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Yes, I know, Bliss. She's set to swap with herself.
It's probably not the first dog to do that. Can one of you close that gate, please? Oh, light comes on if you come up here. So we've got some steps up here.
You alright?
Yeah, and then if you two go slightly past me, I'll go back and lock the door.
Sure, okay.
Come on, then, please. Noisy, reverberant test in this bit.
Shh, don't annoy my neighbours. Right, I need to shut that door. Hang on. Oh, it opened inwards, didn't it? Silly me. Silly me!
Here we go.
Oops, I didn't mean to slam it though. Yeah, you need to go up the stairs. Do you want me to go first or?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I've got the key. I've got the secret. I've got the key to the London flat. And then we turn left, and there are two more steps up. And then we turn left again, and then you have to wait for me to open the door.
Oh, I see.
I've got some frame which is lopsided.
Yeah, I know, it's falling off. It's not mine though, it's just here already. Yeah, it's really thrilling stuff.
I bet it is. I won't bother reading it.
Oh, and I've got to show you something else when I've opened the door.
Right.
In fact, I'll show you, if you both come here,
okay,
and give me a hand each.
Yep.
Right, Abby.
Yep.
Just so you know, that's there.
Ah.
And Twee.
That's clever.
Hang on.
My dad put that in, it wasn't here before.
Oh, that's neat.
Okay. And when we've opened the door, we can press it and show the Booville what it sounds like. Where's your hand?
Yeah. Ah.
You can press it in a second, hang on. Right, go on then.
Oh dear, Fiora Lisa.
Welcome to my cheesy flat.
It smells better in here than out there.
I know, it smells a bit toilet-ish out there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's just sort of plastic.
So, can you get in?
Yeah,
we're in.
Right, so... Oh, whoops. Let's put the lights on. So, you're in the living room, bedroom bit. The kitchen's here straight ahead when you came in.
Okay.
And shall I show you now where the bathroom and stuff is, and then you'll know?
Okay.
So if you come back out here...
Good girl.
It is, it's good. Twee, are you coming? So you can see where the bathroom is.
I was just investigating.
Yeah, well, you can investigate that in a minute.
You've got a furry sofa.
I have. There's a furry throw over it, so it's all nice.
Oh, nice one. Yeah.
Okay. Furry.
Right, so if you've just come in, the door's behind you. This is the kitchen that would be ahead of you. And if you go in there is a step. Try not to forget, but you will. Now, to go into this corridor bit on the left, there's also a step here.
Okay.
And we go to the end of this sort of corridor bit, and we have a sort of cubbyhole, storagey type area, which is a bit of a mess at the moment because there's loads of stuff here. There's over here, there's like a shelfy desk thing,
okay,
which my dad's put up for me the other day.
Right.
And Mum's bought me a bar stool to put there, but it's not. They're bringing it on Monday because they're coming to a gig on Monday. So,
right.
And then up here we're going to have more shelves and stuff. And then over there, that's my tumble dryer.
It's only got a tumble dryer with lots of.
I can imagine some people finding it a struggle to fit in this corridor bit.
I know, because it is narrow. It is narrow, isn't it?
Mm.
Twee, you should lose weight. So the bathroom is just on the right here, and there's a pull cord here by the door.
Yeah.
And there's towels on the right here.
Okay.
And then the ironing board, because we haven't found another home for it yet.
Bathroom.
And then over here we've got the toilet ahead and the toilet roll to the right as you face it, to the left as you go to the loo.
Yeah, okay.
Bath here.
Are you going to put on this table thing here?
I'm just going to use it as sort of, you know, might use my computer there occasionally or things like that. There's my dad's put a shelf here up above the bath.
Oh, okay.
And then over here behind the door, there's the sink. And there's like a shelf above there with all like toothpaste and stuff. And then above there, there's a cabinet that my dad's put up. No, it's a tumble dryer. Yeah. Because it doesn't need any plumbing. It's a condensing one. So you just have, there's a bit at the bottom that you can take out.
Oh, right.
Do you want to look inside the bathroom, Twee?
No, that's all right.
Well, you probably will later anyway, after we've had some drink. Did you bring any beer, by the way?
I brought a bit. Just one grog. But I brought some... Lemonata, Sicilian lemonade.
Oh, right. So now ahead of you is the living room, bedroom, what's it? And I think I'm going to put the light on, actually. Yeah. So the wardrobe's here. And then the bed.
Yeah.
And then ahead of us, there's like my bedside table with my radio and stuff. And then here's the table we're all going to sit round with... plastic chairs at the moment, but I'm hoping to get nice ones at some point.
Nice.
And then over here is my sort of office-y area with two desks.
Yep.
And there's a swivel chair. Here by the window, there's a space where my keyboard's going to go, but the stand's a bit broken at the moment. And there's also a box here. Watch this box, because it's got my stereo in, which hasn't been assembled yet. And then here we have the nice big sofa with the nice furry cover and nice cushions on it.
Oh.
I'm surprised you don't put the wardrobe against this wall that the table is.
There was a reason why not, but I've forgotten what it was. But we tried it, and for some reason it wasn't very good. I think it fitted, but it just wasn't... It wasn't...
Stick out too much.
It might have done it. It might have done, actually, yeah, I think. I'm trying to remember. There was a reason, anyway. We tried... Like I say, we tried it there first, but...
Yeah, it seems a logical place for it.
We thought... Well, I thought so, but then it didn't work. I think what happened is, actually, I think it made the room look too dark.
You formed an alcove for your bed.
Yeah, which is kind of nice to have. It's like almost like a separate bedroom, almost. I'm just going to open the window, and then I think I will stop the boo.
Okay.
Because that's the tour, really. That's it for now.
I think the rooms are nice size, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's just the adjoining corridor is very narrow. Mm.
It's fine for me, though.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, I really like it.
Yeah.
It's better than the studio flat. So.
At Pockers.
This is a really nice size. There's lots of
This is sort of halfway between a one bed and a studio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, it is a studio, but it's just a nice, big, spacious one.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky. I know that.
A lucky girl.
Yeah. Just gonna open the window because it's a bit warm, isn't it?
It is a bit
warm.
Quiet.
I was gonna say it
was quiet. And then someone went, woohoo! Oh! And now it's not even quiet in here anymore. Mind you two are here, it's not gonna be anyway,
no,
is it?
Of course it isn't.
Have you felt the cushions yet?
I love them, they're really cool. Mm. I like the. The ones with the sort of corduroy type really thick stuff on them.
Yeah. Oh, does anyone need to hang up their coat or anything?
I've got a coat. I've got Abby's coat in my rucksack.
Yeah. There should be room if you want to put your rucksack like under the sofa or something.
I've got a Bose Soundloop Mini as well.
Oh, have you got one?
Yeah.
Oh. I only got it a couple of weeks ago. Because I went to the Apple shop to get my phone mended, but, well, replaced in the end, which was annoying because the Wi-Fi didn't work anymore. And it wasn't under warranty, obviously, because it wouldn't be, would it, if it broke?
No.
They couldn't do it that day. I had to make an appointment. So, you know, I couldn't come out totally empty-handed, could I?
No.
So,
you didn't check out the full sound link?
Well, it was bigger, wasn't it?
Is it too big?
I wanted portable, so...
Right,
yeah.
Fair enough, yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, I'm going to stop booing now.
Ah.
So there you go, boo. Oh, my word, do you know what? This boo is, like, nearly 20 minutes long.
Wow. Oh.
That does sound very odd, that voice.
It does, doesn't it?
It does. Someone I know called it Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll leave the boo on for a teeny bit longer because the bird clock's about to go off.
Alright.
Have you heard Steve and Andrew Nutt? Their podcast is called Our Place.
Yeah.
And they have bird clock and
all
clocks,
sorts of
all kinds of clocks going.
I haven't heard it recently, but I have heard it before. They got all sorts of gadgets there, haven't
place,
they?
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Crash.
What an Ange! Oh, we're all right. You all right? Yeah, we're all right. I think.
Quite a normal week, really. Yeah. You washed your hair, didn't you? The other
day. They might actually hear this, boo.
Oh,
it's
all
right. They've pretty forgotten it's us.
There's the bird. Which one's that?
I don't know.
It's a birdie bird.
I know 3 o'clock's the great tit.
The great
tit.
Yeah. Oh, it was so funny. You know, do you use Flexi Twee?
Yeah.
I was using Flexi to text somebody, and for booers who don't, or people on listening who don't know, it's like a predictive text thing for the iPhone, and you press where you think the letters are, and it guesses what your word is. And I was writing there, and I did space, and it went titty.
I bet that amused you, because that's the kind of, obviously learns the kind of words that you normally
I can quite honestly say I have never texted anyone
I bet
titty.
Have you tried silly or something?
Or something. Not yet.
Later.
Good idea though. Silly or something.
Or something very similar.
Yeah. Like Billy.
Yeah. Oh no, no.
Or Hilly.
We'd know the difference. No, yeah. It has to
or
be on the left side.
Lily.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh dear. Right. Okay. I think that's probably enough for the boo. Bye bye, boo.
Bye bye.
Hope I haven't offended too many people. Sorry, I hope we haven't offended too many people.
And if we have, too bad.
Now it's over 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.